Thank you, Mr. Chair. To begin with, we warmly welcome you to Geneva and extend our congratulations on your assumption of the role. Rest assured of Samoa's full cooperation. The nuclear legacy of the Pacific region continues to be a priority for Samoa. Over 300 tests were conducted in our Blue Pacific in a span of 50 years, resulting in profound and devastating humanitarian and environmental impacts. As a result, atolls become uninhabitable and unsafe for fishing. Forced displacement, prevalence of cancer, chronic diseases, and congenital abnormalities became intergenerational. This is our Pacific history and at the same time, our present. These impacts are the life story for many affected. We therefore underscore the importance of disarmament and non-proliferation education. We need to understand the past to make way for a better future. In 2022, Samoa was a part of the core group of peace states for the Human Rights Council resolution titled Technical Assistance and Capacity Building to Address the Human Rights Implications of the Marshall Islands Nuclear Legacy. We firmly believe that victim assistance, environmental remediation, and international cooperation for affected communities must be provided for by those responsible and by states or organizations who are in a position to help. The Pacific Ocean is our shared common heritage and a key source of livelihoods and food security. As ocean states, we must ensure the health and integrity of our marine environment for our survival. Samoa therefore remains concerned of the growing risks posed by the radioactive waste stored in the ruined island dome that could leak into the Blue Pacific. We note the discharge of the ALPS treated water for the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station and acknowledge the transparency and continued dialogue on this matter between Japan and the Pacific leaders, most recently at the Palm 10 meeting last week. We wish to reiterate the importance of the Treaty of Rarotonga in this regard and express our region's commitment to build national and regional scientific capacity and monitoring capabilities to independently assess impacts to our ocean, environment, food systems, and human health. Samoa joined the IAEA in April 2021 and welcomed their assistance in the framework of the Technical Cooperation Program. We recognize the benefits and uses of peaceful nuclear energy and emphasize, however, that it must adhere to the highest standards of safeguard, security, and safety. Chair, Samoa continues to support the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones in all regions. Nuclear weapons are indiscriminate in nature and hold the potential to destroy humanity. There is no good justification or outcome to its development, testing, or deployments. Threats of nuclear war must be dispelled. Compliance and full implementation of Article 6 of the NPT is pertinent. We welcome Papua New Guinea's ratification of the CTBT and further urge fellow states to sign and ratify the Comprehensive Nuclear Test Ban Treaty and the TPNW. Peace can truly be attainable through the total elimination of all nuclear weapons. Samoa remains resolute in our goal to have a nuclear weapon-free world. I thank you.